With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump has declared this Liberation Day, the day he'll announce sweeping trade tariffs.
During a Rose Garden ceremony, the president will impose reciprocal tariffs to match the duties that other countries charge on U.S. products.
We've been ripped off by every country in the world, friend and foe.
Ahead of this afternoon's announcement, financial markets have been jittery and many Americans have rushed to buy products they fear will rise in cost as a result of the import taxes. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Wisconsin Supreme Court preserves its liberal majority as a result of yesterday's election.
Susan Crawford, a Dane County judge backed by Democrats, defeated Brad Schimmel, a former state attorney general endorsed by President Trump and backed by Elon Musk and groups he funded with more than $21 million. Crawford noted in remarks to supporters,
"Justice does not have a price. Our courts are not for sale."
Crawford herself drew support from billionaire mega donor George Soros and other Democrats. Sound courtesy WKOW. I'm Ben Thomas.
Also in Wisconsin, a ballot initiative requiring voter ID has been approved. Republicans have won two special congressional elections in Florida. Randy Fine takes the House seat that was held by Mike Waltz. Republican Jimmy Patronis has won his race to replace Matt Gaetz in Congress. Also at SRNNews.com, Tesla sales fell in the first 3 months of the year. The company reports deliveries of its electric vehicles dropped 13% in the January through March period. Forecasters warn of potentially deadly flash flooding and destructive tornadoes in the coming days from a new round of storms. Waves of thunderstorms poised to strike parts of the Midwest and the South later in the week. On Wall Street, the Dow down 315 points. This is SRN News. Christian parents are worried about their kids.
Lifeway Research has been asking moms and dads what their greatest spiritual concerns are for their children in 6th through 12th grades. And the number one response is worldliness. Nearly all Christian parents say they fear that their kids might become distracted by the things of the world. The second biggest worry is that peer pressure will lead young people to violate the tenets of their faith. There are also concerns about kids drifting from Christianity when they go off to college. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Starting in May, Utah will ban the flying of gay pride flags at public schools and all government buildings. Any state or local government buildings will be fined $500 a day for flying any flag other than the United States flag, the Utah state flag, military flags, or a short list of others approved by lawmakers. Political flags supporting a certain candidate or party, such as President Trump's signature Make America Great Again flags, are also banned. This is SRN News. One of Democrat Senator Cory Booker's staffers is in trouble, charged with carrying a concealed pistol into the U.S. Capitol.
Capitol Police say the staffer, Kevin Batts of New Jersey, had earlier been led around security into one of the Senate office buildings. He later wound up outside the Senate chamber and informed officers there he was armed. Capitol Police said in a statement all weapons are prohibited from Capitol grounds. That prohibition applies even to retired law enforcement officers and those with carry permits from other states and the District of Columbia. Bob Agnew reporting.
Former NFL player Richard Sherman, the latest sports figure whose home has been burglarized, the Super Bowl champ posted pictures and a video on social media asking if anyone recognizes three armed intruders who broke into his house last weekend. The FBI has warned that crime organizations are targeting pro athletes. More details at SRNNews.com.